Bijna 19 uur en 11 minuten. Hier is Hilversum 2, de AVRO.
AVRO Jazz Sociëteit. Een programma van jazzmuziek in al zijn vormen, gepresenteerd door Michiel de Ruiter.
Zondag 30 augustus 1953, 4 uur 's middags in Amsterdam. Voor een decor van zachte stemmen op de achtergrond en een enkele auto die buiten langs rijdt, de vier ingrediënten. Een tape recorder, uw interviewer, een microfoon en een Stanley Newcomb Kenton.
Mr. Kenton, it's a very great pleasure that you will be so kind to answer some questions for our AVRO Jazz Society program.
I'd be very happy, Mike.
Okay. First question, this is your first concert tour through Europe?
Very first time, yes.
The very first time.
I've never been to Europe before personally, so I have to, we're here to play the concerts and I'm trying to see as much as I can too.
Mm-hmm. You've not been personally here or with
no.
The band either. I want to ask you this, is there any difference between the reactions in the reactions between the American and the European public?
No, Mike, I think the tastes, musically speaking, are very much the same. The only difference that I can see is that in the States, for instance, we have played around the country for so many years that people don't take us with so much excitement as the Europeans do, because I think they are they know all about the music and they've heard all about the music through phonograph records. Probably know just about as much about it as we do in the States, but I guess it's just the mere fact that they're seeing the orchestra for the first time because the excitement is something tremendous.
And then the people here know only the records, of course.
Yes, well, that's the way it is.
That's it.
Yes.
And who are your favorite jazzmen, composers, musicians, arrangers?
Well, in jazz, my tastes are pretty much, I go for the modern end of jazz. I don't get much pleasure out of listening to Dixieland anymore, nor swing music doesn't move me very much. My favorite musicians are, today I would, should have to mention Lee Konitz. I respect him very much.
He's who is with you now.
Yes, and Zoot Sims, I like him too, and Stan Getz is a wonderful saxophone player. I like Bud Powell's piano playing, and I like Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie. I'm very fond of Dizzy Gillespie.
Bud Powell was some time in hospital.
Yes,
hospital, I understand.
He's out now.
He's out now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I like Lenny Tristano very much. I like Woody Herman's orchestra.
What is he doing now, Tristano?
Lenny runs a school in New York. He teaches there and studies himself, and also he appears, plays recitals occasionally. Not too active, but as far as
but he's still doing that.
Oh yes, he's very busy.
And the composers in the classical and modern field, what about that?
Well, I have several that I like very much. I am fond of Bartok. I respect Stravinsky very much. Schoenberg, I think, is something tremendous. I think the people are just beginning to learn a little bit about him. I am also a fan of Ravel's and Debussy's, and my taste runs about like that.
They begin to understand Schoenberg when he's dead.
Yeah, it does seem a pity, but I think that Schoenberg's music, not much of it is recorded yet, and but I think that as the years come, Schoenberg will probably develop into the contemporary giant, you know, of all the writers.
Mm-hmm. And now back to your concert tour. Where do you go to before you leave in Europe?
Well, we have played so far. The first concert was in Copenhagen. Then we played Gothenburg, Stockholm. Then we played Kiel and Hamburg and Berlin. And then Hanover. Last night we played in Dusseldorf and Cologne. And I might, Mike, if you don't mind, get my list here and just check.
Not,
I get confused.
Not at all.
Incidentally,
not at all.
Today,
please not too close.
We have a number of dates to play yet. For instance, we have several to do in Germany yet. We only have one in Amsterdam here. That, of course, is today. Then We play 4 dates in Switzerland. We have 1 date in Ireland, and we do 1 date for our own armed forces in England, uh-huh. And there is 1 date in Paris.
How was the reception in Sweden there? Quite
it was wonderful.
Modern there.
Yes.
I think.
I don't know, Mike. The tour so far has been, as I say, just a lot of confusion, except we have played a lot of music so far to a lot of people, and you just see these halls just jammed, packed full of people, and
yes.
They're so enthused. It's a great thrill for us.
That's nice. And the last question, as our time is running short, what of the future? I mean, do you have any special musical ideas in mind?
No, I tell you, Mike, we just keep developing the music all the time and writing new music, and the big problem today is to try to see if we cannot help develop what we might call a big band style in modern jazz. It mm-hmm. seems in the last few years, whether it was an economical problem or what, but the small combinations have gotten ahead of large bands
yes.
in their jazz conception, and we are now trying to develop things through arranging and everything that will make a big band get it back to where it should be as far as big band jazz goes. I definitely believe in large bands, and of course many of the jazz fans do not believe jazz is good jazz unless it's played by 5 or 6 men. They don't think that 20 men can play good jazz, and these things we must try to prove to them that they're wrong, you know.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you very much for answering my questions, and I wish you many successes in the States and also in Europe. Because we like to see and hear you again.
Mike, thank you. I hope we do well here tonight, so if we can come back, maybe.
Okay,
Mike.
En het concert dat 3 uur na dit interview begon, werd een succes. Laten we dus hopen dat Stan Kenton met zijn orkest inderdaad spoedig terug zal kunnen komen als gevolg hiervan. Tot slot nog een herinnering aan dit op jazzgebied welhaast historisch gebeuren. Ik neem u nogmaals mee terug naar die 30ste augustus. Nu naar het Concertgebouw in Amsterdam. Stan Kenton's orkest speelt Taboo.